The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, dismisses comments made by Brett Herron, MPL, during the Western Cape Provincial Parliament's budget vote today, which seek to undermine the iterative, adaptive, and holistic nature of the Premier's safety plan. Indeed, the safety plan, in its current form, is a working document which is both evidence-led and data-driven, accommodating the evolving needs of the province. To read the safety plan, please visit the Western Cape Government website. Premier Windy and Minister Fritz meet each Monday morning with key stakeholders from the Western Cape Government and City of Cape Town to evaluate progress made. In addition, a safety secretariat meets regularly to ensure that the key apex priorities of the safety plan are actioned ahead of implementation. A safety cabinet will also be convened so that Premier Windy can track progress and provide feedback to each minister in relation to their department's deliverables. Minister Fritz said, "The Premier's Safety Plan is an integrated whole-of-society plan that actively involves all provincial government departments to address the root causes of crime and violence through a focus on social interventions which target at-risk families, schools, youth, and gangs. Intervention will target communities with highest levels of murder and violent crimes. It includes the traditional boots-on-the-ground or Law Enforcement Advancement Program, referred to as LEAP, coupled with targeted violence prevention interventions. Through these comprehensive efforts, we aim to halve the murder rate over the next 10 years." Minister Fritz added, "Tremendous progress has been made in setting up the basic implementation systems. In addition, all elements of the safety plan will be rigorously evaluated through a systematic and outcomes-based M&E system to ensure that interventions have the desired and intended impact. Approximately $1.3 billion has been earmarked towards the implementation of LEAP over the next 4 years. This includes $130 million in the adjustment budget for 2019-20, $417 million in 2020-21, $350 million in 21-22, and $400 million in 22-23. Minister Fritz said, "I welcome constructive input into, advice and critique on the safety plan and encourage all members of society to contribute in whatever way they can towards making the Western Cape safer for all who live in it. Let us avoid making the plan a target for political point scoring and constructively contribute towards making the Premier's safety plan work for the betterment of the lives of all who live in the Western Cape."